Sasol was one of my pick back in January. Looking back, looking at it now, it has staged a nice recovery, as we thought it would. Obviously back in January. Two things have actually happened over this past 6 months. One, the rand has depreciated, obviously, by around 7%. So, we know that that also benefits Sasol. And also, but very, very important is the fact that the oil price has also recovered about 40%, just over 40%, since the free fall that we saw, we started late last year, and it bottomed around January of this year. So around the same time, we said Sasol was a buy. It looked like we were taking a bit of a gamble, but what we saw on the stock back in January was obviously the stock which was beaten, unfairly in sympathy with the falling oil price. We did not anticipate that the oil price was going to stay that low for a long time. We know that there was a big tension between OPEC and the American shale gas industry. That war was basically the very same reason why the oil price was under pressure. But with a long-term view, we realized that despite everything, Sasol presented a great opportunity at 370 rand. And of course, we've seen a nice recovery in the oil price. We've seen some depreciation in the rand, all boosting, the share price of Sasol.
Chris Gilmore, Sasol. When I picked this stock at the beginning of the year, it was very much out of favor, particularly because the oil price was plummeting. Now, a number of things have happened since then. In those days, the Sasol share price was around about 430 rands. It's currently also around about 430, but in the meantime, a couple of months ago, it got to a high of about 490. So it increased quite significantly. And I think that was because the oil price increased quite significantly from the lows that we saw in January and February, and looks like it's not going to go back to those lows. So that's certainly good. And then more recently, we had the revelation that Mr. David Constable, the CEO, isn't going to be standing to renew his term when it expires in 2016. So that was taken, I think, rather badly by the market. Longer term, we're still very, very positive on it. Sasol's got tremendous technology, homegrown technology, that really is the envy of the world. I think while we have a relatively poor outlook for the oil price, unfortunately, I think that's going to weigh on Sasol. People who see this as being a good bet for the longer term, which we do, we continue to hold this one. We have no problems about the medium to long term. Short term, there might be a little bit more volatility. But I think once we get the announcement of a new CEO, a successor to Mr. Constable, I think that will settle things down a bit. And on balance, we still remain very, very positive on the stock.
My stock pick at the beginning of the year was ETFs, EBX trackers, Euro stocks, and that gives you exposure to the Euro stocks 50, but effectively, I guess, in rand terms. And how has it done from when we first spoke? I think we spoke around the middle of January to now. It's done reasonably well. And as it stands at the moment, it's around 15% up. But it actually got to north of 20% at one point in time. So obviously, in terms of am I still confident in that view, I am. Very recently, I've become quite concerned around it, just in terms of the fact that it's run very hard, a fair amount of geopolitical risk around the Greece situation. And so I certainly think maybe taking profit on that, if you're a shorter term, if you've got a shorter term or shorter time horizon to it, would certainly be prudent. Over the longer term, though, on a relative basis, I do still expect European stocks to outperform some of the other developed market peers.